Welcome to the Go Buckets podcast. I'm your host, Yaga, and I just surprised Kiva with where I just suddenly opened the episode without even giving him any notice that I was about to start. But I was about to start, so I started like that. And this is episode 11. I know you guys are wondering, where was the episode last week? Where was the episode last week? Well, we actually recorded an episode, but guess who slacked on editing because he had to do some other things?
Yeah. Procrastination, man.
Yeah, procrastination caused us to not release that episode. But I think I'll release a taste, you get, because it was a crazy topic. I'll release a taste of the episode for this week. Then I'll put it in this week's releases. But it's all good. It's all good. Let me go to my co-host, man. Joshua, Hamzat, how are you guys doing, man? How are you guys doing?
Hamza, how are you feeling, man?
Lagos traffic tried to bring me down, or has tried to bring me down all week. Well, you know, worry no the carry last.
Worry no the carry last. That's very confusing that you would say worry no the carry last. Well, so, all right, so we have a lot of things to talk about on the docket today. Okay, not really a lot of things. It's basically Champions League football, but let's start with... We don't know what's going on Hamza's side, but we're hearing strange noises.
I'm hearing strange noises from Hamza's side, though.
But it's all good. It's all good, man. Let's start with Champions League football. Let's start with Tuesday's matches. Not really.
No, not anymore.
But anyway, let's start with Tuesday's games. Of course, this might be the most boring Champions League in history. You understand me? Because Arsenal is not in it. But that's
man,
a story
I
for another
day. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
That's a story for
I'm enjoying this Champions League, man. I'm
all
loving
right.
it.
Let's talk about one of the first things that was on my mind. The great footballing legend Thierry Henry is having massive troubles at Monaco.
Without his touchscreen table.
Do you know what I think, though? I think something like, okay, yeah, fine. He was criticizing managers. He was criticizing Arsene Wenger. Most of the people that love Arsene Wenger are loving the fact that Thierry Henry, as of right now, is struggling with Monaco. So, I don't know what to say about it, but I feel like it was a bad decision on Thierry Henry's part to go to a team where structurally they were going down, and now he's sort of amplifying his failures. It's looking like it's a Gary Neville situation for Thierry Henry. Do you think there's a way they can turn this around, Kivaria?
Man, he's got the Arsenal DNA in him, so I'm not even surprised.
He's got the real Arsenal DNA. He got the 1998 to 2006 Arsenal DNA.
Arsenal DNA has never won Champions League. He has Barcelona DNA.
He has both of them, Arsenal and Barcelona DNA.
Maybe that's what makes him. Barcelona DNA is what makes him a great pundit. The Arsenal DNA is what makes him a terrible coach.
Let me tell you something. In Barcelona, I did not have a 49 match unbeaten streak. I know that for a fact.
How many Champions League titles did he use the 49 games to win? Nothing.
No, if he had showed up in 2006,
see,
we would have won.
With this episode, please. What's the next topic?
If he had showed up in the 2006 final in Paris, your hometown.
Don't want to take over the show, please. I think Tua has lost focus.
You gotta love it when our hosts are like this, man.
Anyway, man, it's all good. Let's move on. Let's move on to the biggest frauds in history. Liverpool FC deceived the world for close to 3 years with their fraudulent coach, Jurgen Klopp. They lost to Red Star Belgrade. They lost to Red Star Belgrade, or like I call them, Severodonetsk something something. Apparently, I've been seeing some news all over the internet that the person that scored against Liverpool is actually an electrician.
Like, I hate hearing this kind of stories.
I'm serious.
Where are you hearing this stuff from?
I swear though.
I actually hate hearing this kind of stories.
Did you see it?
Because I saw it, but I hate hearing it.
Man, they lost to a part-time electrician.
The electrician wasn't good enough. He won't be playing in the Champions League.
I guess it gives a new meaning to their shocking defeat. You get. It works with current.
Epic fail, fam. Epic fail, bro.
No, man. I couldn't believe electrician, for goodness sake. How come? Do you think Liverpool...
I didn't watch that game.
Do you think Liverpool are still the real deal, or do you think they've finally been found out?
I think Klopp has not been able to sort out his rotation in midfield. That's the only thing I can pick out from it.
I don't even think they have a real number 10 in that midfield anyway. They only have 8s and 6s and stuff like that. So they need a number 10. But I'm not complaining. If they like, they should not buy any number 10. That's their problem. All I know is that it looks like there's one more spot in the top 4 that's available for Arsenal to conquer.
That's United and Tottenham. There are 2 spots.
No, you see...
What? United? As far as I'm concerned, United is back in the title race. I don't know what you're talking about. Fourth spot, Champions League race.
The joke will be on you at the end of the week.
Look, man.
At the end of this weekend, the joke will be on you.
I cannot wait.
I can put money.
I can't
that
wait
we're
for
going
Man-
to beat City.
For
this
Man
weekend.
City to take these people out of their misery. All these other teams... Whenever they are dominating Man U.
12 goals in their last 2 games.
Shebi, we used to do predictions. Oh yeah, my prediction is a 5-0 win for the men in red. For the men in red. 5-0.
Gas, too much gas.
To tear them apart, man.
All right, let's talk about the facts. Let's talk about the game that produced more tears than a romantic comedy. Barcelona versus Inter Milan. Malcolm scores his first goal and starts crying. What do you think is your explanation for crying after scoring a goal?
You want more game time? Okay. You want more game time?
Well,
possibly.
There's a background to this story, Shah, because, you know...
First goal, first Champions League goal.
In Barcelona, I always say the Spanish media has a way of putting pressure on players. So there were stories about his mental health. There were stories about how he's not comfortable, he's not confident. All sorts of stories. So he's scoring that goal with all the pressure on his head.
Only Hamza to know this.
This is some Barcelona inside info.
I follow the Spanish league. Right.
Yeah, this is an inside info.
Every week, there are stories about Malcolm and his mental health and how. He's depressed and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's good, Sha. At least I'm happy for him for scoring. Now Coutinho is out for 3 weeks, so there's
space. And it's ironic because Coutinho had his best game in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing he needs to fix though is the constant shooting. It's getting to unacceptable level.
Don't worry, when Messi is there, he's going to get that pass to Messi disease that all the Barcelona players have. So. I'm not worried about that.
Because
he has a bit of liberty now.
I felt like he could have played like a killer pass in a couple of times, and then he chose to shoot, and then he was just frustrated at some point. His overall game, his passing was good when he decided to pass. His dribbling was fantastic.
I still think Dembele is better than him, though, but it's all good.
Than who?
Anyway, let's continue to... What was the next game? Okay, let's... Real Madrid beat a non-team 5-0. Benzema scored hat-trick. Benzema scored 200 goals for Real Madrid. None of us on this panel like Real Madrid again. Why? Well, 2 of us here support Barcelona and the other one supports Ronaldo, and they didn't like how Real Madrid treated Ronaldo. So, let's leave that one aside. The next one, let's talk about how UEFA referees are probably the worst in the world. They gave Sterling that kicked the pitch a penalty.
Sterling was not playing for a penalty, for the record.
He wasn't playing
for... Fails.
Yeah,
He didn't even expect the penalty.
Yeah, he didn't expect it, but he should have gone to the referee and told him, guy, you messed up. I kicked the ground and fell down.
Siwa, would you do that?
I'm not a footballer, but I'm sure I will. Klose did it. Robbie Fowler did it. Sterling should have done it also. And do you know the most? Do you know what's the most annoying thing about the whole thing? When they scored the penalty, they were celebrating too. Jesus was doing his useless celebration. Anyway, people celebrating against people is going to be a topic in the next match that we're going to analyze. Now let's go to the let's go to the juiciest match of
all
of
them all the Man United fans that thought their guy was on loan at another club.
I don't understand.
After almost 13 years,
I don't even get it, because see, Ronaldo has left that team for close to what's looking like a decade now, 10 years.
United fans treat him like he's on loan.
Once a red, always a red.
Oh please, I did.
Once a red devil, always a red devil.
Why don't you read Memphis Depay?
Yeah,
why don't you rate Memphis Depay?
What did Memphis Depay do?
Why don't you guys also?
Was once a red. Of Federico Martina.
Why don't you guys also rate Zaha?
That one.
Federico Martina.
That one is not my fault. That is Alex Ferguson's fault.
Yeah? Even Rafael, that is Mbappe.
No, that's David Moyes' fault. Sorry.
Yeah, David Moyes, yeah. All those guys, you don't rate them, but you see, because Ronaldo managed to be World Footballer of the Year, you guys always want to be claiming, doing familiarity.
Ronaldo's like United's best ever player.
Possibly.
So what? Why?
Debatable.
He won the award. Like, they awarded him. The club actually awarded him greatest United player ever.
Whatever. But anyway, let's talk about the fact that Juve, like Bournemouth in the weekend, decided to lose their cool in the second half. Now let's break this thing down
good enough.
One by one. First of all, what did you guys think about the goal?
Which goal?
The Ronaldo goal.
It was a good goal, man. It was a dope goal.
Hamza, what did you think about the goal?
I don't know what you guys are talking about though. Oh, you mean the celebration or
yeah, the goal, the celebration, yeah.
Okay, me, I didn't mind the celebration though.
You didn't mind the celebration?
I didn't mind the celebration.
You didn't mind the celebration?
No.
As
you thought it would pain United fans.
No, me, no. Not even the pain in the United fans.
That was too much.
Me, I minded the celebration.
I liked Mourinho's celebration more.
Yeah, Mourinho's celebration more was better.
Okay, but I didn't get Ronaldo's celebration though. I expected him to do the normal.
Yeah, run and jump and do this stuff.
But I don't know what the whole.
He's an underwear model. I still have abs. You know.
I don't understand. All the footballers in the world have abs.
I have like 5% body fat in my stomach area.
What's up with Ronaldo, for goodness sake? Every player he plays with also has abs. What's his problem, man?
To be honest, I didn't understand the celebration. But I didn't mind it. Like, if he celebrated, I didn't mind.
Yeah, I didn't mind him celebrating. I just didn't like the celebration. It gave me flashbacks of when he scored the fourth goal in a 4-1 win in the Champions League final against Atletico Madrid. Unnecessary celebrations like that is why I don't really rate Ronaldo. I rate him, I'm just joking, before you guys kill me. I rate Ronaldo a bit. Not too much, but a bit. Anyway, that's for the goal.
I think I would have minded the celebration if we lost. I think my mind didn't...
Comes out.
But my mind really didn't go there after we won.
Okay, what did you
think? It shocked me, Sha, like when... When he scored and he celebrated, I was like, okay. But then...
The goal was nice. He was like, let me celebrate it, real quick.
But the goal was nice. I was like, okay. Maybe it was like kind of difficult for him to calm down after such a nice goal.
Okay, let me ask you a question as a Manchester United fan. What did you think about Van Persie's celebration against Arsenal when he scored that goal for that 1-0 win?
Best.
Eh?
That was the best.
Okay. I actually enjoyed it, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. When I watched that game, like, I was mad to enjoy the celebration. But I understand.
I was celebrating it with him when he scored that.
I see haters everywhere I go. You people are haters.
But like, okay.
But what did you even think about this thing where if you score against your former team, you're not supposed to celebrate? Does it apply all the time?
But like, okay, like you guys have been saying, Ronaldo hasn't been a United player like for over a decade.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really owe United anything. anymore. So the fact that he celebrated,
it's funny because the United fans are the ones carrying, they're the ones that speak to Ronaldo or talk to Ronaldo or talk about Ronaldo as like some messiah or something that came to change their fortunes, when factually United were a greater team without Ronaldo than they were with Ronaldo. That was before Ronaldo came.
Debatable. But actually,
United was a great team without Ronaldo, sorry.
Yeah.
After Ferguson left, that's when stuff went south.
Ferguson was United.
They were still great after Ronaldo left. But what I'm saying is Ronaldo doesn't, like, after all this time, doesn't really owe United anything.
I dare say that Robin Van Persie in his 2 seasons or so at United,
for me, hey, calm down, no.
Ronaldo.
What did he say?
I already knew he was going to say something. Somehow. I already knew.
I know. Hamza, you need to calm down.
I knew he was going to say something sketchy.
You need to calm down.
Van Persie's single season. Van Persie's highest goal scorer season at United or wherever that was. It was more interesting than Ronaldo's highest goal scorer season.
I think you need to calm down from the conversation you just had. Or your phone with that person, because guy,
see, Ronaldo's highest season got him the Champions
League. He got the Champions League and the treble. He won the treble.
No, I don't think he won the FA Cup. I think he won two. I don't think you guys won the FA Cup that year.
He won
the 99. He won the treble.
No, it's just 99 that won treble. You guys didn't win the FA Cup.
You
lost to Chelsea in the final.
True.
You lost to Chelsea.
My bad,
in the final.
So,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Van Persie's highest goal scorer at this team. He only won. What did he even win, sir?
Premier League. Only.
Premier League. It was only Premier League. It was Ferguson's last ever season, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying.
Mm-hmm. What did
Okay, Van Persie's. I can get why Arsenal fans will actually like feel pain by that celebration. Because maybe, it was too soon. It was too soon.
Well, it's all good, anyway. We forgive.
Did you say Emmanuel Adebayo celebration?
Emmanuel Adebayo was a dickhead already, so like it wasn't.
I'm Arsenal fans. You guys are suffering, man.
They suffer though. Sometimes I feel sad.
Bare man, I've celebrated against them. Well, that's all in the past because we're in the Emery era now. Banter era done.
They suffer though.
We're in the Emery era now.
Okay.
Now let's go away from the Juve goal. Let's go to the two goals that Manchester United scored. The first goal was a free kick from Mata. Standard free kick, nothing spectacular. Whatever.
That was a great free kick, man.
Oh please. What Jack Chesney's positioning was criminal.
Ronaldo's free kick and Mata's free kick. Whose free kick was better?
Ronaldo's free kick against
Spain.
Ronaldo's free kick against Spain was better.
Okay.
Yeah, it was better. It's almost the same thing because the keeper was very foolish in his positioning, but you can't really blame anything when the ball is in the corner. And then the second goal, Paul Pogba scores it from what I don't know what Chesney was doing there. It's just funny to me, but do you guys think, it doesn't even matter whether Man U deserve the win or not. What did you guys think about Jose Mourinho's reaction at the end of the game? He says that the fans were berating him the whole game, insulting him. So when he won, he told them, Alpha, talk to me now. So what do you guys think about that? Are you on the fans' side or are you on Mourinho's side?
Mourinho to Juventus 2022 confirmed.
I actually
think Mourinho... Like, when I saw Mourinho doing that, I felt... Actually, my initial thought was that maybe after Juve won at Old Trafford, that something might have happened. Like, maybe the Juve fans or the Juve players might have, like, maybe rubbed it in a bit too much at Old Trafford. That's why he did that. So, that was just my initial thought. So, what he said... I actually didn't listen to what he said after, but if that's what he said, then... Even though he's being a bit melodramatic, I actually believe that maybe, because that's the kind of guy he is. He likes replying.
He didn't do much. I just held his ear, like, talk more, talk more. You know, typical Jose Mourinho's style you get.
I think he even went to Bonucci, right?
No, Bonucci came to meet him, like, guy, keep quiet. You know, like how Valdez tried to stop him after he beat Barcelona. I know I wanted to remind Hamzat about that tragic moment in 2010.
Hey, but that I was enjoying that celebration, man. When he ran the pitch, I was enjoying that thing, man.
That Hamza, mad. Did you enjoy it?
That was mad.
Anyways, when he's setting what's the name of that Chelsea coach, ran into his face. He didn't find it funny then,
No, but that one was uncalled for. This one, he was just holding his ear like, listen to me and blah.
And this one was called for.
No, this one was also not called for, but at least he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything that I would say, oh, it was crazy.
Anyways, let's move on, please.
Okay, man.
Mourinho talk always gets me sleepy.
All right. Anyhow, we have.
But I think it's safe to say that right now.
What,
the favorites for the Champions League
awards are Barcelona FC
and Manchester United. We don't see any team right now.
Anyway,
we're ready to beat anything that comes in front of us.
We have come to the end of the Champions League. Okay, not the Champions League, of our football discussion. Next, we're going
let's
to
talk
I
about
was singing that song just to invoke the spirit of Gabriel Jesus on Sunday.
Let's talk about how Lukaku maybe had visa problems and couldn't make the trip to Italy. And what's happening with Lukaku? Like, United actually find something out?
Lukaku is talking to fine girls and not traveling with them.
I thought he had visa problems, but he doesn't have visa problems. Apparently, his passport is intact.
No, the thing is this, like, they looked at it and they were like, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, Lukaku is not good enough for this team.
It's better to play with no striker than to play with Lukaku.
And even Alexis Sanchez, did he play?
He played, though.
But he tried.
But it was anonymous. What try?
I don't know, man. Anytime I hear about Alexis Sanchez, I just laugh, man, because that guy is. I'm happy he left my club.
I don't know how to reply, but, man. Okay, anything but Lukaku, man.
All right. We have come to the end of the football segment.
Yeah, glory, Man United, guys.
We'll see you.
We're coming for the league. We're coming for the league.
Vizca El Barça.
Which league is that one?
See.